A Photomat Rendezvous with Merlin Carter.
So I've been, had a little conversation with Raquel and Beth earlier.
Yes.
And as somebody who is a kind of a Berlin resident,
yes.
I was wondering if you feel a bit responsible for the rest of the group.
I feel like I should show them more stuff. The main obstacle is that I have a job, so I have to work 20 hours a week. I have less time than the others. Otherwise, I would love to take them out and show them more stuff. But they're getting a lot of recommendations from the program leaders as well.
Yeah. Do you feel like your job is kind of holding you back from engaging completely in the program if the others are sort of here solely for this?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. But I have to earn money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole bag, isn't
it? Because I'm from New Zealand. I have to fly back to New Zealand every now and then. And that just depletes my savings dramatically whenever I go there. But I would like to go back there to visit maybe next year.
Okay, but within the context of the program and the social,
yeah.
From the view I've kind of been getting, it sounds like one of the biggest debates that is sort of an ongoing decision is what social is, or like what do people mean by the social.
Yes.
And it sounds like everyone's having to kind of compromise because everybody has a slightly different view on it. But what is your personal view on what the social context is? Or what is the view on the social that you're interested in terms of the EFFECT programme?
I guess I'm quite inspired by maybe the relational aesthetic movement and the use of what they will call social sculptures, like ready-mades. But instead of ready-mades being objects, ready-mades being daily activities like having Christmas dinner together or doing an aerobics lesson or cooking or whatever. And to put these activities into a different context or put these into a gallery context and kind of exhibit them as art. Using the same ready-made concept, something that already exists, but just changing the context and therefore changing the meaning.
Uh-huh. So you're talking about the community being your sort of team, as it were, of the people involved in the program.
Yeah, exactly. I like the idea of putting on events or just being a facilitator for something to happen, and then inviting people to come and be the, I guess, material or activate the event, activate the piece.
As in the sort of conversation that it could open is a view on a community in itself or in a social in itself.
Yeah, like I'm not really, I haven't really thought about much this idea of community or what is a community, because it has very strong connotations for me. Like I associate community with the word community centre, with the elderly or the very young who sit around drinking tea all day, and so I guess for me the word community is loaded, but it's based on my own cultural preconceptions.
But I like this interest that you have in the idea of these ready-mades being these kind of regular social activities that once put into a new context they become something else and they open up other questions. I mean, is food something that you guys have been doing a lot? I mean, have you guys been eating a lot together? And
We had one event where we attempted to cook together. And none of us is... Well, a few of us maybe have a few cooking skills, but we ended up deep frying everything. even olives,
yeah.
Which was a strange experiment.
I've never had a deep fried olive.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It's very salty.
Yeah.
But yeah, cooking is one of those things that has become really fashionable and it's been used as a vehicle... because it's immediate. Eating together is very social in itself, and there's a lot of groups all around Berlin experimenting with the idea, like the Markthalle in Kreuzberg, and you know all these pop up street food kind of things, and people using recycled food, like going around to restaurants and taking the food that they throw away and then making really awesome food with it, and using it as a basis for events and discussions that can kind of build on top of that platform. And I think that's a good strategy. I personally don't have much of a relationship to food. My personal artistic strategy was more body-based and with a visceral physical sense. And so for example, I worked with a lot of fitness machines and aerobic lessons and workshops and things like this. And built it with another girl. We built a fitness trail in Tempelhof, temporary fitness trail, and engaging people like that. And they were also designed to be sculptures, so the people sort of participated in the work, used it as a kind of abstract fitness trail device, but also were kind of part of the artwork themselves. So I guess I'm very maybe traditional in that sense.
But it sounds like you went into the program with a intention or like an idea what you were going to get out of it. Is that?
Yeah, I went into the program because I wanted to see how I admired people who were able to be organized in collectives, and I was interested in how they managed to do that. Usually they're groups of friends or people who are kind of clustered around a common interest. But I wanted to see what it was like to work in a collective, or what are the challenges, to see if I could improve my skills.
Is this your first time working? No, you've worked in quite a few.
I've worked in a collaboration, which is with one other person, but in like a large group, I've never done it.
And how's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. I think we all get on together. It's just that we're all a bit lost, and people have different opinions about what the social is or what would be useful. We're all just brainstorming a lot, so we have a lot of ideas, and we're trying to find something that resonates with all of us. But it's difficult. We didn't gather together around a common idea. It was more, well, the common idea was gathering around together for a common idea. Like there wasn't any other sort of external interest. Like I'm interested in cooking, and you're interested in cooking. Let's make a cooking event. Not that kind of thing where people. The way people usually organically come together. So it's a kind of experiment to see if people can develop an interest together.
It sounds like you're drawn to experiments.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of being open to just seeing what's going to happen.
Yeah.